Hello, 8123 podcast. It's Pat.
Hi, I'm Garrett. Wait, we've never done that.
I know, but you know, some people could be listening to this and they have no idea who we are. So
true.
We got to tell them, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Hi, I'm Garrett.
But today on the episode, we kind of talk about Sad Summer Festival and what is happening there and just how all of this that's happening in the world is affecting the music industry and us. So we figured that we haven't really done an episode like that yet. So it'd be good to talk about it.
Yeah. We also talk about how we don't know what's going on still.
Yeah.
We don't have the answers. So if you're coming here for answers, in the whole scheme of things, we don't have them. But we're figuring out as you are.
Yes, exactly. What have you been doing the past couple of days?
I've been on the computer a lot.
Nice.
I've trying to do some new things for us in certain ways, and Tim has an idea for like a music EP kind of vibe that I've been trying to get together. I was messing around with some weird sounds, and then other than that, literally the same thing that I've been doing for the past few months.
Yeah,
I heard your toilet broke today.
Yeah, my toilet did break. There was toilet water everywhere, all over the bathroom, and it was a mess.
Did you fix it?
Oh yeah.
You know how to fix a toilet?
Yeah, it was not a very hard fix. I had to give a phone call to my dad, and he was able to let me know what to do. But now, whatever happens again, then.
You know what to do.
Yep. Now I'm good to go.
So you're now a plumber.
I am a professional plumber.
That's tight.
You heard it here first.
Have you ever watched Community?
I have not.
I hadn't until, you know, maybe a week. I don't know. They put on Netflix recently, and it is very funny.
Is there it's been around for a while, right?
There's yeah,
a bunch of seasons.
But I think they just put it on Netflix.
Maybe. Gotcha.
Or maybe it was on and I never watched it then, but now they put it back on. And I have laughed my little tootie off.
You know, right now, that's what you need.
For sure.
You need some good laughs.
Yeah.
You need some good laughs as often as possible. Did you guys do anything for... Inco de Mayo, yesterday.
We made tacos. Nice. You know, because we're dumb.
we had the intention of that, and then the day was just kind of gone. And we're like, we have some food from the other day in the fridge. Let's just eat that. So.
Yeah. We went to the store a couple days ago to grab some stuff, and they were all out of, like, taco shells and stuff. So we went to I had to fill up my water jug, like the big old 5-gallon at like a Family Dollar. And then Fallon went inside and checked there and they had some. So if you're looking, there you go. You go to the Family Dollar.
Exactly. Oh, cool. We will get into the episode talking about that summer and everything like that.
Also, we kind of did an intro in that one, so it's going to seem a little funny.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Fuck it. So, sweet. Well, here's the episode, but first, a message from a sponsor. Hello and welcome.
Hello, welcome.
8123 podcast.
That's us.
We're back.
If you haven't heard, that's who we are.
We come today with some unfortunate news that you might have already heard or expected, but we figure we could expand upon it a bit more and just kind of talk about where the world is at right now. So Sad Summerfest has been moved to next year. So it will not happen this summer. It'll happen next summer. Yeah. It's something that as soon as all of the coronavirus, began, we were, it began to kind of to break out here, and we are hearing about it more. Obviously, it was the first thing that we all were thinking of.
Yeah.
And I mean, I remember instantly feeling like, oh man, there's just no way it's going to happen. Like once the NBA got shut down, and then there was some hope, and then back down to not having any hope. And then there was hope again. And it's just kind of been up and down for the past bit. But it's just become more and more obvious as the days go on that it's just not possible to happen and not safe to happen. And obviously completely out of anybody's hands. And it's just what's happening in the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's same thing. I mean, it was pretty much right when we got back from Europe, it was like everything was starting to shut down and whatnot. And I remember having a ton of conversation with you. It was like, well, we're in this weird zone where it's like July's a far, far away. And we weren't really sure. And then as more and more things were starting to be pushed back or canceled, it was like pretty obvious that this was going to happen at some point. But it's a huge bummer. And, it was something that we've been looking forward to for, since the last one. It is what it is right now. And it's to keep everyone safe and to, make sure that, also that the fact that, we can keep it going is a huge plus. And, the fact that we can do it again is amazing.
Yeah. And all the bands that were supposed to be on it this year are going to be on it again, which is incredible that everybody got on the same page and was, excited about it. So it's something that, obviously like behind the scenes, something that our manager and booking agent, have been working on every second of every day, just trying to work out all the details to get all the bands on board with, and having to talk to all the venues and everything to get it all worked out. So we're just super thankful and happy that everybody, was able to make this happen. And there'll be more info in the coming weeks and months about, beginning to talk about when it happens again next summer. So.
Yeah.
But, I think it's something, the hardest thing is we just know that, how excited you guys were, to have this and to come to the show and how incredible the lineup is. And I had talked to a bunch of people online and they kind of, shared the same idea that we had, that having Sad Summer on the books and a date in their calendar was, some hope in a dark time. So, it's a major bummer that obviously isn't there until over a year from now. But it's just,
Us too, I mean, we were so excited to have this. I mean, the lineup this year was fucking, I mean, not that last year wasn't, it was amazing too, but this one was like, man, we're just stepping up. Like, it's going to be, it's even be bigger this year. And just how exciting that would have been to, you know, play to even more people would have, you know, we were so fucking excited.
Yeah. That's a huge bummer, but obviously we got to find the positives in it. And, you know, we're going to have more time to work out an incredible, incredible thing for you guys in a set, you know, that we can play the best set. And I know that we're all already thinking about, like, all right, how can I actually make these shows just the best that they can ever be? Because everybody's going to be so excited to be at a concert again.
Totally.
And
yeah, now we have a year to make it even more crazy show.
Exactly. But yeah, I guess really we just wanted to explain that and kind of tell you guys how we felt about it. And, you know, we just want to say thank you for the understanding and the patience through all this. And we know that, yeah, it's just hard to kind of have things be up in the air. And I guess at least right now there's it's kind of set in stone that it isn't happening and that it'll happen in the future, next summer. So and then, you know, I would say just that, you know, the thing about Sad Summer is, you know, it's a small team of people that are putting this whole thing on. And mm-hmm. you know, Tim, our manager, and Josh, Mayday Parade manager, and Mike Markey, our booking agent, you know, are kind of the ones that are, you know, take control of the, you know, of the whole thing. So it is really like not this major company putting this thing on. So, you know, it isn't a decision that was taken just like, oh, who cares, this is some big thing. You know, it's a major loss, you know, yeah, to everyone, and something that was thought really hard on. So, and totally. Yeah, and
I mean,
I guess
not only the, you know, the hours that were put in to make this, you know, happen, but then to the tons and tons of hours after the fact to be like, okay, like how do we deal with this? And I can't imagine just the conversations that were had. And I mean, thankful for those guys for, you know, thinking about keeping people safe and, you know, just going through with it.
Yep. And, you know, yeah, it's obviously a hard thing for the band. You know, we feel bad for every single band on there, where, you know, when you go on tour, that's kind of how a band
survives,
makes it, you know. That's how a band is able to pay the bills. And, you know, the fact that people weren't going on tour before this so that they could be a part of Sad Summer, and then for it to not happen because of all this, it's just, yeah, it's just crazy time. You know, this is something that has never happened before in our existence as being alive. So it's something that you couldn't have expected or to plan for. So
yeah, there's not a handbook or some like thing to point to be like, okay, I can somewhat understand what happened there, and to kind of maneuver that way. It's like, this is completely new. And yeah, very, just a different mindset completely.
Yeah. And, you know, we've seen a bunch of, you know, I'm sure if you've been looking around the internet or paying attention at all, you know, you're seeing a lot of different things in the music industry. Like, all the independent venues are you know, having a hard time. And, you know, there was an article that we read earlier today about the Troubadour in L.A., which is, you know, obviously, I'm sure that you've heard the name, you know, about how they just don't think they're going to be able to make it through this time, and just can't even imagine how many of the venues that we have been to and have played that aren't going to be around.
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
It's sad and very hard for everyone, but you know, I think that everybody will figure out some type of a way to make it through. And some people are just, you know, unfortunately aren't, but they'll find some other path, you know, but yeah, I guess, all that we can do right now is stay positive and figure out what to do, you know, and for us, we're very lucky to, you know, to be in the band that we are in and have such incredible fans that support us. And, you know, we've been a band for a long time now, you know, for 13 years, and have built this trust and a relationship with our audience, you know, to where I feel like when this whole thing's over that everyone's going to want to come out and watch the shows and be a part of it, you know. But it's, you know, you have to think how much even harder it is for, you know, an up and coming band that's having their first opportunity, and then all of it is just gone before they even could think of what to do.
Totally. So I mean, it's just, yeah, it's really sad and bums me out, man.
Yeah, it's just hard times for everyone, and obviously we understand that, you know, other people are going through much harder things right now too, and this is just affecting everybody in the world. But I think it's obviously just kind of us just talking about what's happening to the things that are, you know, that we have to think about every day. So it's something that I just hope that things get better soon. And, you know, that's the thing, is it's all just so up in the air, and there aren't really any answers. You know, I don't feel like from a month and a half ago, I know anything
more,
more about than I did then, you know. Yeah. as far as like what the answer is and how you open things back up, but in a safe way, or if that's even possible, you know. And yeah, that's really a challenge. And, you know, I guess as these, you know, the states begin to open up, you know, obviously I feel like some have done it too soon, but you know, I guess we'll see. You know, we'll see how that all goes, and we're just all gonna have to adapt. But I think right now, more than ever, you know, we feel very lucky to have you guys and have the 8123 community that at the very least, we know that at some point when things go back to being able to do concerts and being able to do those things, that you guys are going to be there, and that we're all going to be there together, and it's going to feel incredible, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be like it's going to feel like having a whole family together again.
Yeah. I mean, I was just thinking about, like, you know, the next time that I would play another Night on Mars, you know, mm-hmm. for the first show back. Just like, that's going to be an emotional moment.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to have a different feeling for sure than I think we probably ever felt.
I was thinking, it's like, do we open the show with that? You know, it's like,
I'm down. If anything, I've been thinking a lot about sets and how much I want to change sets every day after this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to play everything all the time and just different things constantly.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
That will be
a fun time when it comes.
Yeah.
Until then.
It's crazy to think that, you know, 8123 Fest might be the next time that we have a show.
I mean, it's looking like that's probably the case.
And, you know, wild. as difficult as that is,
it seems like a good. It seems like
it's gonna be like magical, man. Like, yeah. That's gonna be. It's like already the best time that we have playing shows, mm-hmm. and just imagine how that's gonna be.
Yeah, it's like a light at the end of the tunnel of like something to be like, that we can grasp for something good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I mean, for now, we're gonna keep, you know, like we've said before, you know, right now we are kind of supposed to be working on a record all together, and we're working on things individually for now, and then we'll figure out a time when it makes sense to all get together.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we're just kind of keeping our heads down and. Trying to make the best album that we can.
Yeah.
And you know, that's really all we can do right now. And we're super excited just talking about it, you know, just talking about what the potential of the next album is going to be.
Totally.
And, you know, I feel like once we can get together too, it's going to be the same thing as the first time we can play a concert. You know, we're going to get in a room and just want to work every second of every day to make the best album that we could possibly make. And just hearing what John's been working on his own, and, you know, hearing the song that we did record,
mm-hmm.
Before all this happened. And it feels like we're on the cusp of making our best album yet.
Totally. So. And I mean, not that any of the demos or anything sound like Pioneer, but I feel like it has kind of that feeling of like pumped up, like just like we're trying to do something specific, and like since we can't be together, there's like, God damn it, I just want to work. And like, I think that's going to lead to this like explosion of just like something really special. So I'm just excited to finally at some point get in a room and make some tunes.
Yeah. I'm so excited. I am definitely, you know, it's obviously been an incredible being home every second of every day, you know, with the baby, like just had been born before this, but I am beginning to go a little bit nuts and just like so excited to work on music.
Totally.
So. And yeah, I think that's kind of all we're doing. And it does feel weird, you know, that maybe a bunch of you won't ever, you know, see one of our concerts during this year, you know, yeah. And I will, you know, by the time 8123 Fest happens, it'll be so long since I've played a show.
Yeah,
you know, because
I was just thinking about that.
The European tour, it's like, holy cow, over a year, like way over a year. That's
yeah,
crazy. So crazy, man.
We didn't think
it was, and what's weird is like we had always talked about it, like at some point we like take off for a year.
Yeah, I was not when we were thinking that, I was not expecting the amount of stress to be this high.
I know.
I was thinking like, okay, like a year off of like just relaxing and like focus on something else, not like, oh fuck, what's going on? This is so weird.
Yeah, man. We'll get through it, and just as all of you guys will, because we don't have any other option. But
yeah,
we just hope that you guys are staying safe and doing all the things that you're supposed to do right now, because that's just what we have to continue to do. And I think as things open up, you know, it's even more important to be safe.
Extra careful, yeah.
Yeah. Who knows how this is all going to go? Yeah. I don't think even the best doctors in the world completely understand what the right thing to do is right now. So,
So be extra cautious, even because I know, I mean, there's definitely places that are starting to open. And it doesn't mean that this thing's gone away. It just means that people have decided to start doing things again. So I think the best case is still be careful as you can.
Yeah.
Well,
100%. Well, thank you all for listening. And yeah, we just kind of wanted to give you guys our perspective on what's happening right now and how it's affecting Sad Summer and the music industry and our band and everything. But we'll be back in a couple days here with another interview and more podcasts to come. So, thank you all for listening. Can't wait to see you. Hopefully everybody can make it to 8123 Fest, because it's going to be a magical night.
Totally.
For sure.
Something special.
Awesome. Well, have a good rest of your day. We will talk to you all soon.